Mayfair, as time never stands still, we are finally experiencing hot weather to get plants growing properly. This is what we've been waiting for, so get outdoors and enjoy the sunshine. Our regional news optimist paper, yes, the one that many read that gets printed weekly thanks to the editor. We have a new reporter, editor as of 3 weeks ago, one who is originally from Ontario. Her name is Cleo Ding and she is a very pleasant, hard-working individual. If the readers take notice, usually on page 4 the management has the names of who are employed and the contributors to the paper. There are so many events coming up that I want to alert people about, just in case it's not advertised on any other news media. Sometimes I find out after an event about one that I would have loved to attend and you may be like me. The vicinities of Aldina, Leask, Mercilin and Hafford are all having the 12-40 and beyond self-guided tours, July 27th and 28th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. One travels to the different venues, all of which are within a 30-minute drive from Blaine Lake. Red elevator signs en route to these venues direct guests to the many sites where artisans wait for potential customers to purchase interesting handcrafted items. Some sites will have the crafters giving demonstrations. If time permits, there are a few side tours one can take. Visiting Redberry Lake Regional Park southeast of Hafford, the Crooked Trees west of Hafford and or Honeywood Nursery near Parkside. For those of you who do not pack a picnic lunch, drinks, snacks and a good meal can be obtained in Leask, Mercilin and Blaine Lake. The website to check on the list of vendors is www.12-40andbeyond.com. Come and experience good old-fashioned country hospitality. Many businesses in the area have the brochures on counters so you can plan your tour accordingly. North Battleford Chamber of Commerce definitely has brochures. For the car enthusiasts, there is a second annual show and shine in Shell Lake July 20th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The location is at the gazebo next to the museum. Thickwood Hills Studio self-guided tour is advertised for August 10th and 11th with the same concept as the 12-40 and beyond tour. Closer to that day I shall elaborate more on this one. In the town of Hafford, please mark your calendars for the Summer Sizzler August 10th with big entertainment including the Johnner Brothers, Donnie Parento and Next of Kin, etc. It all starts out with a pancake breakfast at 9 a.m. followed by a 10:30 parade. Fun things for kids such as free face painting and bouncy castle turns for $5. There is available RV parking. There will be beer gardens and a food truck for lunch and supper. Summer Sizzler is sponsored by Hafford YO Men's Club, which distributes the proceeds locally. For more information, call Bev at 306-549-7722 or email her at kflath@littleloon.ca or call Rick at 306-221-9890. Way in the distance is the Folk Fest celebration in Spiritwood at the end of August, but not much info has been provided yet. I will keep you posted. Did you know that one can give a suggested donation of $100 to rent the Round Hall at Meeting Lake Regional Park? It has a kitchen and bar facilities along with washrooms and can be licensed to serve up to 200 people. Please contact the park to book this facility. The Round Hall is called this because it is an eight-sided building, located in the center of the park. Faye Liebert and her daughter Janelle Johnson of North Battleford took five children, Faye's grandchildren, to the kite flying extravaganza in Swift Current the last Saturday in June. Two of the grandchildren are Janelle and Matthew's daughters. This is an annual event where avid kite flyers from other countries show their expertise. This is an unbelievable, expensive hobby, or sport, for some who gladly share the enjoyment for others to watch. Farmers markets nearby. Meeting Lake 1 left only for the month of July, July 13th and Spiritwood every Friday morning until October 4th. So many vendors that a buyer will not be disappointed. Glorious weather for the many tourists who toured the Doukhobor Dugout National Site of Canada this past Saturday. Finally, after 4 years of wanting to go but with other distractions, I was one of those in attendance. It sure was an educational experience and I'm looking forward to returning with some American guests this summer. In the late 1800s, a group of Christian people living in Russia wanted to live a style of life that was simple and peaceful. They struggled to find ways to fulfill their dream life. These people knew killing and participation in wars was wrong, and eventually were leading a peaceful, harmonious life working together and definitely refusing to join the military. The Tsar didn't accept the refusal to comply with the government's rules, so many Dukhobors were persecuted and banished to Russian wilderness regions. Canada needed the development of the prairies, so invited them to emigrate, thus eventually becoming Canadian citizens. Their motto is, "Toil and Peaceful Life." The word, Dukhobor, means spirit wrestler. Brenda Cheveldayoff is the founder, manager of this site which overlooks the North Saskatchewan River. The day consisted of dignitaries giving speeches, reenactment of a play, traditional music and dancers, self-guided tours and a guided tour of a newly established overnight campsite, pulling of a plow contest by dignitaries, treasures to purchase and don't forget about the tasty homemade bread. The prayer house on site was a highlight for me, which is a museum in a two-story old building. The emphasis is on the following three: bread, staff of life, salt, essence of life and water, spirit of life. A big thunderstorm rolled through at 2:30 p.m., sending people indoors or back to their vehicles for a short time. In the district near Leoville and Chittek Lake, the Ranger Old Schoolhouse had an abundance of food for the barbecue evening meal, July 1. Many cheerful volunteers greeted people at the door. This is a very old log building wired with electricity but has no running water. They have several successful functions yearly to keep this farming community together. Everyone is welcome at all times. That was my highlight for Canada Day celebrations, although starting on the prior Saturday, June 29, different events made for an exciting weekend. Former Mayfair residents, Irene and Jimmy Porter's funeral celebration is scheduled for July 17 at 11 a.m. at Saskatoon Funeral Home. Irene passed away in January and Jimmy just recently. They both attended Mayfair Central School. Their relatives used to own the Mayfair Hotel decades ago, as some of the elderly in our community will remember.